Before we go back to callers, and there's a hell of a lot of topics rolling around here this morning, as is the case here on the night shift, foreign affairs expert Dr. Keith Suter is on his way to Channel 7 Sunrise, and he's very kindly rung into the program with the latest on what's happening in Gaza, in Israel, and certainly what's happening on the border, which is, it's called the Rafah crossing to Gaza at Egypt. He's on the telephone now. Dr. Keith, once again, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for phoning in on your way to Channel 7 Sunrise. I really appreciate it. What's the latest?
So the latest now is that we're waiting for Biden to arrive, the American president. He's in the air. I think that because of security concerns, they're not making any announcement as to when he's actually due to arrive, except to say that it'll be sometime later today, local time. So he's on his way in. So you've got Anthony Blinken, who's the U.S. Secretary of State, already in the area, along with the British Foreign Secretary. They're busy negotiating with countries on the mechanics of trying to get a ceasefire in place. President Biden is arriving to show how severe the Americans regard this current situation. So he's there to provide moral support and will no doubt promise some further military equipment. And he knows that he's speaking for a lot of Americans because there's a lot of support right the way across the aisle when it comes to wanting to help Israel. So he'll be arriving in a few hours' time. In the meantime, one of the major issues on the boil is that people have been fleeing Gaza and are now on the border with Egypt, so as the Rafah crossing. So this is at the southern end of Gaza. The Israelis are moving in from the northern end. So there's been attacks going on the northern end. So these are people who have fled down south. Remember, we're talking about a very small geographical area, 400 square kilometres. So these are people who have made the journey down onto the border with Egypt. The Egyptians are not allowing them to enter Egypt because the Egyptians fear that if they allow in all those Palestinians, then the Palestinians won't leave Egypt. And so suddenly Egypt will acquire a refugee problem.
Wow. And if they did, this Rafah crossing, it's spelled R-A-F-A-H. Tell me about this crossing.
Well, it is a major cargo point in terms of stuff moving into Gaza from Egypt. We've got on the other side, on the Egyptian side of the border, all sorts of vehicles ready to get aid into Gaza. So you've got various international release efforts that are now blocked at that point. So you've got on one side of this huge control post, you've got the Palestinians trying to get out. And then you've got on the other side, the trucks carrying release supplies trying to get in to Gaza to help people. One of the major problems is just simply the shortage of water. This is a very hot part of the world where they are. People are just perishing through a lack of clean water.
And Israel has turned off not just the water, but the electricity as well?
Yep. And so there's no water or reduced water. And
no fuel for the generators?
No. And remember, they're also supposed to be running hospitals off those emergency generators.
This is why this is such a painful thing to watch because, yes, Hamas invaded Israel and there are hostages taken, people killed, babies killed. It is the most horrific thing. But as you have pointed out to me on this program before, Dr. Keith Suter, how do you tell the difference between an innocent Palestinian and a member of Hamas? Because this is guerrilla warfare.
It is. It's urban guerrilla warfare. It's an absolute nightmare from a military point of view. And it's impossible to tell the difference, particularly if you've got a young male. We assume they're the ones who do most of the fighting, but not all. And they turn up at the border. They may be a real refugee and an asylum seeker. On the other hand, they may well be a member of Hamas seeking to flee into Egypt in order to fight on a later occasion.
So when Hamas, two Saturdays ago, first invaded Israel, the world was leaning very much, except for the Palestinian protesters that we saw here in Australia and in London, but the world very much was with Israel. If Israel's retaliation is disproportionate, and I don't have no idea what proportion it is in this ugly situation, the world sentiments are going to change, I fear.
Absolutely. And that's my fear. And I think we're going to see increasing violence by people who are supportive or against Palestinians. Remember, we had that tragic story of the little kid murdered in the United States a few hours ago by somebody who just hated Palestinians and so murdered this poor child. Mm. Now, my fear is that we're going to end up with more riots, more violence, more unrest at the community level elsewhere around the world. Now, from a Hamas point of view, this is what they want, because as far as they're concerned, this is going to be the big struggle between Islam and the rest of the world. Now, most Muslims are peaceful individuals, but you've obviously got a hardcore of people who think, well, this is the Armageddon. Let's go for it and create as much mayhem as possible.
You've told me that Iran is funding and assisting Hamas. Iran is a fair way away from Gaza. How are they doing this?
Oh, they're slipping money into the territory, and no doubt also finding ways of getting equipment in. And I've noticed that there's now allegations that North Korea equipment is has made its way into into Gaza, including those gliders
How?
That were used.
It's landlocked, and the Israeli Navy is guarding that water there on the Mediterranean
coast. Yeah.
So how are they getting these weapons in?
Money. This is the key factor. People will do deals in the interest of making money. These are the arms sellers, the merchants of death that are always finding a way.
And we are also hearing yesterday that the Malaysian government is now turning towards the Palestinians.
Yep, the Malaysian government. So it just shows that you've got these Islamic governments around the world that are now showing sympathy for the Palestinians, because their own citizens are saying, look at how brutally the Palestinians are being treated by the Israelis. Therefore, our government has got to show sympathy. They're not necessarily going to get physically involved. We're not going to get Malaysian troops or equipment in Gaza. But it means that if you're running an Islamic society, you've got to be careful what you say, because your own constituents are expecting you to be supportive of the Palestinians. And remember, they're seeing different media from what we see. Our media tend to support Israel, mm-hmm. but you can imagine there's a lot of stuff that's circulating which is very anti-Israeli in some of these Islamic societies.
So the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, is arriving sometime soon. So you would expect there wouldn't be a massive troop roll into Gaza from Israel until the president has arrived and spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu?
Maybe. We just don't know, because presidents have certainly gone to combat zones in the past. And it may well be that the war will be underway big time when the president does land. We just have no way of knowing, and neither does Hamas, which is a way of keeping them on the toes.
All right. Dr. Keith, we'll see you on Channel 7 Sunrise this morning. And thank you for ringing in to us here on the night shift exclusively on your way in to keep us up to date with what's happening. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Keith Suter, expert on international affairs. And he is also the man behind the listener podcast Global Truths, managing director of the Global Directions think tank. Anyway, that's the very, very latest. It's just no win, no win, no bloody win, isn't it? It's just horrific that any innocent lives have to be lost. And you look at the footage that came through that I saw yesterday of Hamas terrorists holding some of these hostages and some of these little kids, one of them rocking a pram backwards and forwards. It's the most horrific vision you've ever seen. There it is. We're keeping you up to date. That's what we do here on the Night Shift on Triple M.